Since years, I have been actually trying to put together the process from which the galaxy concept to the master plan can be translated into a detailed development plan that reflects several of the things that should be taken into consideration both on a legal, techno-legal level and on a social environmental level, taking into consideration how the government actually has specified this should be done. So finally, it was only in 2010, I think, I may be wrong, when B.V. Doshi was appointed in the governing board and also made the chairman of TDC. He started this process because as an experienced planner, architect, and he told us, like, you have to do these five or six things. So the first one that was done was under his direct mentorship with a group of people, Lalit, Prashant, Tejaswini, Dhruv, and I think there are one or two more people I might be missing. They did a full analysis over a period of 1 year, taking the topographical, basically taking the geography, human and natural, and working out together the master plan over it to see what is it that gets impacted in terms of environment, present land use, and how to actually deal with it. Based on that study, with Doshi's mentorship, I took up the land suitability analysis in 2013-14 with a work order from TDC. It was not done on a private level. With no payment from TDC, CSR sponsored that study. And we did a full land suitability analysis of the city area, plot by plot, existing land use, forest, archaeology, watershed, soil for percolation and all that. And then the TDC refused to actually discuss the study because some of its members started to have emotional crisis because this would entail some adaptation to the completely geometrical representation of the galaxy in the master plan. But we did not stop there. We went afterwards with the new TDC that came in. We started the work of working on planning guidelines, which would be then ratified by the RA, and this was done in 2017. There were three GMs, complete guidelines on the galaxy, on the environment, on the bioregion, and on the socioeconomic factors. This is a two-page document that was mandated by the RA, based on which the 2017 TDC was supposed to function, which they did not. Then we worked on the development priorities for Oroville for the next 10 years, taking into account what has happened between 2008 and 2018, again with a work order from the TDC. So none of these studies are just wild imagination, with a group of about 15 people on the economics, all the units, the central fund, service funds, Government of India grants, what comes in, what goes out, how much is the maintenance, what is the inflation factor, how are the units functioning vis-a-vis the economic scenario of India, where is our shortcoming, where is the skill development that has to happen. We did an entire study on the education, on school buildings, teachers, students, how many kids are enrolled, what is happening, what is the projection for next 10 years, do we have buildings enough for it, and what should be done. We did that for the energy, we did that for the water, we did that for the health sector, and the pandemic happened just when we were working on the health sector. How many Aurovillians, how many villages, what kind of doctors, how many nurses, what are the different things, what is a health fund, where is its weakness, how will it collapse. So we did this entire study that took 1.5 years. We presented it to a focus group of about 70 people. We have done consultation with all the working groups. The final document sits with the TDC. They don't move on it. We have presented this to Madam Secretary also. We have presented our analysis of the Crown to Madam Secretary also. We have presented the work done with Mr. Doshi on the topographical analysis vis-a-vis the master plan also to her. And we have told the TDC that we are ready to work with them to come up with a trajectory for the Crown that takes into account their concerns for the infrastructure and their right of way, but also takes into account watersheds, environment, and present land use. But unfortunately, I'm sorry to say this, this is not going to make me more popular than I am, is that as much as the other side is filled with simple-minded propaganda that the vision of the mother as represented by the galaxy has to be done as per the master plan, there are just too many voices here with so many concerns which wants to directly be represented in RAs and RADs and whatever else, I don't know the acronyms anymore, that you cannot actually sit down and do a proper planning exercise. So people who can actually plan will not be enabled by the community, and people who can plan will not be accepted by the Galaxy Group. So we do work as consultants with work orders with TDC with no payment, so that at least things are documented, that one day, if ever, there's an outside agency, which now right they're talking to Vastu Shilpa, which is Doshi's office, to come in as consultants, at least the data that is there that reflects a reality can be used by these people. Thank you.